seems that Mother Nature has called upon the elements to do a cleansing on the earth. And so I'm going to say to this audience, get prepared, because what is going to be happening in the coming years, your book, The Coming Global Superstorm, is going to see utter reality.
Well, I've seen too much of it already. What are the elements? Can you name off the elements?
Air, earth, fire, and water. And what I want to talk about first is the elements of a combination of water and air. All right, I'm seeing we already have some severe flooding going on right now.
Right.
We have tornadoes going on right now.
Yes, we do.
Well, the severe flooding for the Midwest and the Northeast is only the beginning. As the year progresses, these tornadoes will gain in intensity. I'm seeing clusters of them. I'm looking for, and Art, I don't want this to be right, but I am picking up an F4 or an F5. Mm-hmm. I mean very destructive tornadoes with winds in excess of 250 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
These tornadoes are going to defy the rules. They're going to be doing things they have not done before.
Many, many of the weather patterns are right now defying the rules. And I actually want to move backwards. Air, earth, fire, and water. You said that you sensed a much higher activity or energy level in these elements.
Yeah, they happened about 2 years ago, Art, and I had mentioned it on air with you. I said that the elements have been called into action. I didn't understand why I used that word, but later when I was going into the altar over the months that had progressed, it was as if the elements were telling me that they were going to unleash their forces by combining the elements together in order to cleanse the earth. It's like there was a rage going on within the planet, within the forces of nature, and it wanting to cleanse or rid the earth, teaching it a lesson somehow.
Well, we use the term Mother Nature in a pretty cavalier way. Is there a Mother Nature? Is there a spirit, or how would you describe? Is there really a Mother Nature?
Well, we call the goddess the Mother Nature. And so, yes, there is a deity, and many people will call upon the goddess when they are performing ritual.
A deity?
Yes. Diana is usually used as the goddess and Mother Nature. And she is the person who will call upon the elements and use the elements in order to chastise the earth and the people therein.
Is it actually a chastisement? Or, you know, I've said frequently on the show, Mother Nature doesn't get angry, she gets even.
Well, and that's chastisement to me.
Well, I guess it is, but, you know, come at it from this way, Evelyn. Is there an actual anger there, or is it simply that we have some things out of balance and Mother Nature prefers balance?
I would have to agree with that. She does prefer balance and will set things right in a forceful way. If we do not handle it, she handles it.
Mm-hmm.
And as I had mentioned, this intensity that I am picking up just with the hurricanes and the tornadoes, speaking of hurricanes, Art, again, a very, very active and long-lived hurricane season we are about to enter, with at least five major hurricanes.
Oh, my God. If that, you mean five major hurricanes hitting land?
Correct.
Oh, well, there's going to be, if that actually happens, if we have a season of the kind of magnitude you just predicted, there will be many people moving away from the coastline.
That's right. Once again, evacuation is going to be necessary in the wake of the coming disasters. I am going to warn Florida, Texas, Louisiana, Alabama to get prepared. There is also going to be major flooding in California. Several disaster areas will be declared by the governor. This is throughout the year. And there will be levees and dams that will be breaking.
If you lived in one of those areas, are you sure enough of what you're saying that you would move?
I would move, or I would make sure that I got prepared. You saw what happened to Hurricane Katrina and the people involved.
Yeah.
They were on their own. And so with power out, with flooding, with inaccessibility, people are going to be on their own, and they must be prepared so that they can save themselves and their families and their pets.
Well, let me tell you this, Evelyn. I watched with morbid fascination. I Ramona and myself, tracked these hurricanes. We watched them and literally had the Weather Channel going on all the time. And then when they were hitting between Fox and CNN, I mean, we were just absolutely riveted. And Evelyn, I've got to tell you, some of these hurricanes in their formative stage, and as they moved from like Category 1s or even tropical storms all the way to Cat 5 hurricanes, did some of the weirdest damn things I've ever seen, hurricanes. And I know the meteorologist probably will write to me and say you're crazy, but I saw some jogs that were taken that were almost paranormal. They were so weird. I saw some intensities build that almost had to be paranormal. They were so fast and so violent.
And that's what you're going to have again this season and next season. And next winter, this nation will not have a mild season as we have this year. I want people to look forward to bitter cold, and it's going to begin late fall, and it's going to stay cold. There's going to be record snowfalls. There is going to be whiteouts, naturally power outages.
Mm-hmm.
Closing of airports, many flight delays, and what I'm really worried about is travelers being stranded for hours.
And so you believe this sort of thing is going to go on for, you mentioned 2 years. Will it end then or change? Or
I've only pulled it out to 2007-2008 winter. And I don't like the 2006-07, and I don't like the 2007-2008. I did not go any further than that. I felt that this was enough of a edge to get people prepared.